Hello and welcome to Waking Up Woke. It's your boy Isaiah Larry. I'm feeling good today. I don't feel like announcing you. Me and you have beef. I mean, we could talk about it later. We could talk about it now.
We have beef?
Yeah, we have beef, dude.
Where is thy beef?
Because you don't like it when I call you Walk It Back Cyrus, but you continue to walk things back.
I don't walk things back.
You do, dude.
How so?
You gave up on the Jags in the second quarter after you came onto this podcast saying how Gardner Minshew is your guy. That's the face of the Jaguars franchise, and you gave up in the second quarter.
Never did I give up.
You said fuck the Jags are so bad. You said fuck the Jags are so bad.
They're still my guys.
Jags aren't playing well tonight. You didn't say they're not giving Gardner Minshew anything. You just said fuck the Jags are so bad. And when you say fuck the Jags are so bad, that includes Gardner Minshew. That's your guy. You gave up on him. You walked it back.
I wouldn't say one. I didn't say I walk it back. Walking it back would be way different. Did I choose my words incorrectly? Yes.
Very poorly. And you knew what I meant. Words poorly.
You knew what I meant.
Because it sounded like you were giving up. Sounded like you were giving up.
You knew exactly what I meant, and then you just decided to hound me on it for the next 2 hours like I was a fucking idiot.
You walked it back, dude.
You could try walking it back once or twice. No. It's nice back here.
No, because if I'm going to make a dumb opinion or statement, I'm going to go and ride with it, dude. I don't think it's dumb at the beginning, but if it's turning out to be bad, I'm going to stick with it until it goes down in flames.
Yeah, I don't think it was – I'm not telling you I just totally dropped him and the Jags totally. I said they had – like, did I choose my words incorrectly? Probably. But I didn't say, like, oh, fuck them. They're dumb. They're trash. See you never, Gardner Minshew. I just said they're a bad team. See,
the thing is, dude, like, I would be perfectly fine if you said that after the game. It's the fact that you did it at halftime. Like, that's the biggest white flag of them all.
So when I noticed they were playing poorly.
You were watching them. So what, dude? There was so much football. We were always a second-half team, and you're just going to give up to them? I blame that loss on you, dude, because you gave up on your guy. Yeah, that's on you.
You put that one on me?
Yeah, Minshew didn't have any magic because you lost faith in him. You said you would let that guy get you pregnant.
Minshew doesn't matter.
And you're going to give him, and you're going to give up on him at halftime. Crazy.
I'm mad.
You should be, dude. You walked it back on your guy. I mean, I'm going to let you back on the Minshew Magic train, dude. So you can hop on it. But
I never hopped off. Never hopped off.
You did, though, dude.
I dangled off a little bit. Never let go.
Admitted it.
I made some comments against total just blind faith in the guy, of course, but I am human.
I still have blind faith against with Dwayne Haskins, dude. I'm riding that pony until it fucking dies.
But you're not going to sit here and lie and say, wow, this is a really good team.
I'm going to sit here and say that we have a really good defense, and I know that Dwayne Haskins has what it takes to be an NFL quarterback.
So does Gardner. And I'm saying Gardner Minshew has the talent. He has the ability. They're just playing like trash.
Imagine, I know for a fact that after all the shit I've been talking about, how Dwayne Haskins is going to be good, if I did that second quarter of the first week in the NFL, you would be all over me, dude. If I just gave up on Dwayne and the Redskins, you'd be all over me, man. I know it.
It's not true.
You're lying.
It's different when it's your actual team.
Look, you started smirking. Like, that's a sign that you're lying, dude. Your nostrils flared up, and you were like, I'm devilish, dude. So don't fucking try it with me, dude. You know it. You know you do the same thing to me, bro.
The game's over. They lost. I don't want to talk about it.
All right, dude.
In other news, since that wasn't even what we were supposed to talk about, you totally blindsided me with that. Not cool. What I wanted to talk about, something I realized, like, today, and I know I shit on it a lot, but I decided that TikTok...
Is he about to walk it back right now?
This is not walking it back. This is me having a different opinion. You'll see. Hold on. This is different. This isn't totally blind either way. Listen, TikTok is okay by me right now, and I have a reason why. I think I know my issue. You want to hear it?
What is it?
So I think the issue before, I was seeing a lot of fucking garbage shit that I didn't want to see, and I would bring it up to people, and they'd be like, I don't see that kind of shit on my feed. That's weird. For some reason, my For You page is filled with shit that I hate. Recently, I've been getting shit that's actually decent, and I've been like, this is pretty entertaining. I like the streamers. I'm getting a lot of streamer feed these days.
Okay.
And, like, my dude, this one dude was streaming, like, playing like an old Pokemon game, and I watched it for like, I watched his videos for like over an hour. It was unreal. I loved it. And then the other one I like, the new thing, is the End Part 2 guys, because they're violently attacking the people that do the like for Part 2, or like go see Part 2 for like the end of this mystery. And they literally just like explain the entire mystery in like 10 seconds. And they say like to End Part 2s. And I'm like, these guys are legit. I follow like five of them.
I've been weirdly obsessed with guys that guess paint colors.
I've seen one of those guys. It's like, but they can totally just watch the video and then duet it. Like, you don't know that they're.
Yeah, but like, I don't know what it's going to be.
I know, but I
like
I don't,
to guess, and I like to think he does it honestly, man.
I think sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. They obviously can't be 100%, but
it also kind of seems like you've been on like the high schooler side of.
Yeah, I don't know why.
TikTok.
Why is the algorithm
following a bunch of underage girls?
Whoa! Hold on, hold the phone. Never. Absolutely not. Are you crazy? It was crazy town.
I gotta ask, dude. I have to ask.
I mean, I guess I don't think you have to ask. I wouldn't ask you that.
I think I have to ask, dude. Because well, I don't anyway. Just see. Did you start following new people or something?
I think maybe I started liking more of the streamer vids and maybe followed a couple of them, and then it's just now it's handing me with like different shit like that, and it's actually.
And they
I
hit you with the algorithm.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck they got going on in the algorithm, but it's pretty fire how they work it. It's like much better than the new Instagram algorithm. Like they definitely Instagram needs to figure it out.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's Cyrus walking it back on TikTok. It's no longer the bane of our youth. It's no longer going to drive the kids into madness, but it's a pretty good app. So.
I don't know. I mean, it is good. It's got its good and bad. So most 95% of the time, it's like pain in the balls to like, it's like, it sucks. It's annoying. But every now and again, I'll find guys that I like, and I'm like, holy shit, this shit is so fucking funny. And I scroll for hours. I try to only look at it when like I'm in bed, because if I start doing it everywhere I am, it just won't end.
I'm always pooping when I'm on TikTok.
I'm into that too.
Yeah.
Whoa. You're like delayed. Holy shit. What are we, a bad FaceTime connection right now?
I don't know.
Say go and raise your hand.
Go.
The sound is so delayed.
Is it?
Plug the mic back in. Hey, producer.
Yeah, he's on it.
Interrupt my meal.
We interrupt your program to bring you our first ad, everybody. This ad is for CVS caffeine pills. You ever feel down or not able to get coffee?
Don't plug them. You're going to die.
Why? No. They're so healthy for you. They're pretty much healthy. I think they're healthier than coffee. They're better on your stomach. They're a decent, like, you can kind of just take half one if you want, like a cup and a half coffee.
Cyrus, you use them to drink.
I use them while I drink to stay up longer, to drink longer. What's the difference between that and coffee?
With coffee, you can actually like make a nice little drink with it. You can have a nice Irish coffee. Caffeine pills, you're just like, just seems like you're gonna crush those up and snort them, and then like go rip three shotguns, and that just seems excessive.
Well, I'm not doing that. You want me to go out and start fucking doing eight balls of cocaine? This is a healthy vice, I think.
I don't know how we jumped from coffee to caffeine pills to cocaine.
Because it's all caffeine. Well, cocaine's not caffeine, but it does the same thing. It kind of is.
Oh, dude, should I get Joe down here to break it down? Break down the chemical properties.
Oh, the chemist? Why don't we ask our boy Howard?
Howard? Fuck Howard, dude.
Howard can do it.
I still don't believe him. He's lying about one of those things. But what else we got? Shitless?
Okay, we're gonna bring it back. Bring it back in. We're stretched out. Here we go. Yes, we're gonna start with the NFL shit list, a very special segment of shit list. So we're gonna basically explain why we hate our football teams currently through three games. Would you like to go first, Mr. Washington, the Washington football team?
Nah, you can go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Why do you sound so quiet? Speak up.
I would like for you to go first.
Okay. So the New York Football Giants. I don't know what's worse. Our coach that I think reads at a second grade, or our GM that reads at a second grade level, our coach who just has absolutely no idea how to communicate with a professional football team. He sounds like he's coaching a high school team. Our top five talent-wise running back going down with a season-ending injury. I don't know what it, or maybe our monster turf that decides to hurt every human that ever steps foot on it. I don't know what's worse. It's getting pretty bad here in New York. I'm just very upset with how they've like reacted to times where they, like this past week, they played a really, really beat up 49ers team. And I get it. The 49ers were a very solid squad this year. They went to the Super Bowl last year. But 30 to 7, something like that.
Yeah, you guys got beat, bro.
That's brutal in an NFL game. That is, that's fucking nuts. You can't do that in an NFL game. The Jets were the same way. How do you get beat by that much in an NFL game? This isn't fucking Alabama playing fucking Western Michigan. Like, come on.
No, that's rough, dude. I also just look back at, like, what Joe Judge was doing, like, in, like, before camp, like, making players run, making coaches
You saw
run.
Me. I got so fucking excited. I was like, this is a good. This is new. This is fresh. It's good. It's fun. Guys are going to love him. And now I'm looking at it, and I'm like, this is a high school coach.
Yeah.
This is a high school coach or a D2, D3 football coach. This is fucking – this is the NFL fucking L. This is the New York Giants.
Sure, he's the second – he's the second only – he's only the second special teams guy to get hired as a head coach. You want to know who the first guy was?
Who?
John Harbaugh.
Oh, wow.
Ravens.
Well, that's a very good coach.
It's a very good coach. But, I mean, like, now you're compared to him, and you're off the Bill Belichick coaching tree. That's a lot of pressure, bro.
The Bill Belichick coaching tree is, like, you can – they love to bring that up when the guys that they're talking about are fucking nasty. Like, oh, he's so good because he was part of the Bill Belichick coaching tree, and then they don't talk about the other half of guys that are, like, still garbage, even though they were part of the same tree. Like, they only like to mention – the guys that came off that tree to be fucking rock stars, like Vrabel and shit like that.
I also think it's kind of, I mean, I don't think you guys have a lot on defense that you're working with either, you know?
Past, like, 4 years, our defense has been a mishmash of new guys, a lot of new guys, a couple of vets, and somehow they always manage to, like, pull something together, like, a, like not be, like, a, the 32nd ranked defense, like, middle of the pack maybe, and our offense just can't do anything, and we turn the ball over way too much. For whatever reason, our defense seems to hold it together even with no talent or nobody on it.
The one thing – well, and then the other thing that really, like, surprised me was Jason Garrett not, like, putting up points. Even in, like, the first couple weeks you had Saquon, like
– you would think he'd get like tricky. You were... think he'd get, you think he'd get cute. You think he'd get fancy with some shit. Use the guys that we do have and
I mean,
make
I
some
guess
plays.
He and nothing. Doesn't have the offensive line he had in –
that maybe I think people
have,
I think people
have Amari Cooper, but he still has Saquon Barkley, you know.
No, but like you overestimate on how much a lot of people forget how important that O-line is. He was able to do so much shit and he was such a great offensive mind because he had that rock solid line that he could play around, do a lot, be very creative.
Yeah,
when you have a line like this inexperienced, you almost have to dial it back and be just the most simple, straightforward offensive coordinator and just run, you know, brown nose football.
Yeah.
You know, hand in the dirt, fucking run the shit out of the ball and just like grind away. And he's, I don't know, he's maybe just not adapting well. He's more suited to an offense like that where he has the luxury and freedom to kind of play around and toy with it a little bit. But
yeah,
I don't know. I'm not giving up on them, of course. It's like we'll probably steal a couple wins this year. Not a ton. But that's what I have. I don't know. The NFC East sucks.
Yeah, that's fact.
That's why I kind of feel like we could both have some steal away wins from each other. Maybe the Eagles one or two.
Oh, I already got my one against the Eagles, man.
That's nice. You really only get one. We probably won't beat them, but you never know.
Nah, I think we're gonna get the Cowboys too. But my shit list. I'm not gonna lie, it was kind of hard, dude, because I knew going into the season we were still gonna be a bad football team. So, like, I was perfectly prepared for this. Week one was nice. Brought back to earth week two against the Cardinals. But I would probably say, like, my biggest thing is, like, I want the young guys playing. Like, I want them getting experience now. I want them to get that game time speed. I want them to develop more. But it seems like we're kind of not doing that. Like, Antonio Gibson is averaging 4.6 yards per carry on like 30 less attempts than Josh Jacobs right now. I mean, he's not really getting, like, it's like 12 carries a game and he's still averaging like 4 yards a game. Like, so why aren't we feeding him the rock 8 more times and getting him like 100 yards or something like that? It just doesn't make sense to me. And then we have all these other young guys that, like, are starting to get into the game now, but, like, where were they week one and two? Like, we brought in a 32-year-old receiver in Dontrell Inman, and now this dude's hurt. So it doesn't really make sense. I would like to see Dwayne Haskins put it on. Like, I feel like he's doing too much. I think he just needs to settle in because he's missing wide-open throws. But I know he can make those throws because he has a fucking cannon for an arm, bro. It's just like you got to set your feet, and you'll be good, bro. But I still have the utmost faith of him. Still think he's going to be an all-pro. Pro Bowl, I should say. Probably not.
It's very tough coming in as, one, just a rookie quarterback. I know he didn't
He's not a rookie, but he's basically a rookie because last year Jay Gruden just threw him to the Wolves.
No, that's what I'm saying. He didn't start. Yeah. It was kind of like the same situation as Daniel Jones. They didn't start their first, like, 2-3 games, and they got thrown in there. But the rookie quarterback starting in the NFL – and on a regular team, that's tough. On teams that are on the bottom 10,
yeah, that's even, really bad. That's even worse. Look what happened to Josh Rosen.
Whoa, you sound like a robot.
Look at what happened to Josh Rosen.
I think something's wrong with your connection. You sound like, yeah, I can't understand what you're saying. Like, your mic is not connected right.
Keep talking.
Hello?
Are there still issues?
Still issues.
Oh boy, you're like Mr. Robot. Oh. Da 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 da. That's Jeopardy, right? Da 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 na 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 na. This is great podcasting. This is amazing. Hope all our 10 listeners don't turn us off. I promise. We'll be back. Da
da na. Hello.
Oh, say it again.
Hello?
Houston, I read you.
That's super delayed, though.
Yeah, anything?
I don't know. Adam's still trying.
Oh, man, producer Adam's in for one today. He can't just sit on his ass anymore. Oh, boy. What are you going to do under pressure, buddy? It's under pressure. Here we go. This is it. This is crunch time.
Hello?
Shit hits the fan. What do you do? Whoa, what was that?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. You're still late, but that's okay.
Okay. Hello, hello, hello. Hello.
This would be a perfect time for an ad. I really wish somebody contacted me today. Asking to put, I'd do it for free. Any ad. If anybody wants to put an ad on, just DM literally anything. I will put anything in here. Don't have to pay me a dime. I don't care. We'll sound more professional if I have a fucking ad for literally anything. I can't just come up with it by myself. Just give me a tagline. I'll fucking read anything you want. So if you're a business, small, large, medium size, if you have a service to offer, if you're a SoundCloud rapper, I'll plug you. I don't care.
No, we're not plugging SoundCloud rappers. I don't care.
Oh, why not?
Because I don't have a SoundCloud, dude. I'm not plugging anything.
You don't have SoundCloud. I have SoundCloud. SoundCloud ain't bad.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. But, yeah. So, Washington football team, probably going to go.
Oh, I'm also going to do a clap here so that I can edit this.
All right. It's right in my ear. but... Yeah, I don't know. I just like to see the young guys come out, get some more snaps. And that's really all I got. Like, I know we were going to be bad. I know this is going to be a process. That's what Riverboat Ron's been telling us all off season, and I trust him. So, I mean, you don't get to the Super Bowl, you don't win as many games as Ron Rivera if you don't, if you can't get the guys in the locker room to believe in you. And I mean, like, they do still fight. So that's really all I got. Like,
you think coaching's not an issue?
I don't think it's the coaching. I think right now, I think we have all the defensive pieces we need, maybe a safety and maybe another cornerback, but or a linebacker. But I think we're next offseason, it's going to be offense, offense, offense. Because our offensive line's trash. We only have Terry McLaurin. And, you know, also, but, like, I also don't know what we have in the rookies because they're not getting snaps. And that was a whole big thing in offseason, too. We got to see what the young guys can do. But, like, we're not really seeing what the young guys can do because they're not getting snaps.
So I think I was mad week two. After week two loss, I was like, damn, like, fuck. I thought we had a chance this year to be decent. After week three, I'm kind of, like, content with, like, how trash we are. I'm like, eh, what are you going to do? Like, fuck, this is not new. It's not like this is anything crazy to us. Like, I'm used to it. I just wish it would change sometime soon.
I don't know. I was on the boat that whenever the Washington football team came up to a 500 team, we could play with them. But if we're coming up against a possible playoff contender like Arizona, we're going to get thrashed. And that's exactly what happened. Browns came in. We were in that game the entire game. Dwayne Haskins, 3 interceptions. We were in the game the entire game. But you can't, like, you don't have – I mean – Ron Rivera said it best, like, you're not a rookie anymore. Like, you can't be doing that kind of stuff. You got to learn from it. So we got to see we got to see how he responds. So you can't be trying to force the ball to Terry 80 times a game because, like, that's how you get Terry hurt too. And if Terry McLaurin goes down, then you're going to see me angry, dude. Because
that's when we get angry?
Yeah, F1 Terry.
Baby. When they pull Daniel Jones and they bench him for – I don't even know who's on the fucking bench right now. Michael Vick? No, not Michael Vick. Geno Smith. Michael Vick. Geno Smith, I think, still on the bench maybe. As soon as they put him in, I'm done. I'm gone. Yeah. I don't know what to do at that point.
You think they're going to bench Daniel Jones, dude?
Not right now. Not, like, until I think Judge goes safety? Before they bench. What?
Maybe for his own safety.
No, I don't think they'll do that. I mean, he doesn't get beat up too bad. He's usually pretty good. He falls well. He's a good faller. He's a good get hit guy. He can take it.
Yeah.
He doesn't fall awkwardly. He's pretty light on his feet like a ballerina. I think he'll be okay. I just foresee them maybe next year. I don't know. I'm a little worried.
Well, I don't know. You can always just. I mean, I think you just have to be prepared. Like. You're going to lose a lot of football games. Like, that's it.
I think I'm holding on to him because he just reminds me so much of Eli Manning that, like, don't get rid of this guy. He's like Eli Manning. You can't get rid of him. Like, he's a nice guy. Really sweet.
Well, I don't know.
He did go to Duke, which is
I just don't think you're used to losing that much. Like, you're used to down years and stuff, but you're used to coming back strong. You're not used to being the best. Like,
I'm used to winning, like, 5 to 6 games, which I can deal with. But you give me 5-6 games in a season. That's not horrible. We're not playoff contenders. We're like maybe 2 games out of the wild card. I'll take that. I just don't want to see a fucking like 3-win season. That would be terrible. Oh my God.
I mean, that's 2 wins last year. So. Thank you.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine 0-16? I don't know what I would do. We're just not the program to do that.
Lions fans definitely have the hardest. Like, don't get me wrong, the Skins have been through it. But 0-16, could you imagine? Yeah. Like, at that point, you are basically going into Detroit Stadium saying, I honestly want to see us lose all 16 at this point and get us a draft pick and be perfect for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
Like, you have to. Like, if I'm buying a ticket and they win, I'm fucking triggered. Probably not triggered because they did win their first game and we didn't get goose egged on the win column. But at the same time, a part of me would be like, damn, I kind of wish we went 0-16. That would have been kind of dope.
That would have been wild to be like, oh, remember that 0-16 year? Or like tell your kid, like, I lived through 0-16.
You think you have it bad? You don't even know.
But.
Oh, you had a bad beat in the playoffs and you lost in the second round? That's tough. We went 0-for. We went 0-for in 2020. Like that.
You ever had a goose egg in the W column? I don't think so. Fucking A.
Give me a tie. Actually, I want, oh, what is it? 0-15-1. That's what I want. 0-15-1. Give me a tie.
I will tell you, 0-2-1 for the Eagles is pretty ugly. It's a pretty ugly.
It's a bad,
that one's for Zach, bad. Too. That one's for Zach. So, well, all right. So,
okay.
Let's move on.
So, we'll move on from. Yep. What do you got?
I got one more. Today at work, I got so angry because this guy just has to dig through his fucking skinny pants and pull out dollar bill and dollar bill and dollar bill. And I'm just thinking in my head, where the fuck is your wallet? Like, why don't you have a wallet? Why do you just have tens of dollars just stuffed into your fucking random parts of your pants, bro? Like, grow up, get yourself a wallet. And you want to know what? That just started flashing me back to all these people that pull out, like, plastic bags. And I'm just like, dog, it's a no from me, dog. Get yourself a real wallet. Grow the fuck up.
Wait, plastic bag? What do you mean?
They'll literally just take a, like, you know those snack bags that you'll put, like, goldfish or, like, crackers in? They'll just fucking
they put
throw
money
their
in
money.
There?
They'll throw their money, their keys. It will be ratty as shit. They'll have holes in them. And I'm just like, dude, it's 2020. We have wallets.
What? I've never seen anybody whip out a Ziploc.
And
with
people will just
random
jam their stuff. Money in their pockets. They'll have it like crumpled up like into a paper ball that you say that you shoot the trash can with and go Kobe. And they're just like pulling it out and they're like, I should have a 20 here somewhere. And I just go, somewhere, bro. You should fucking know where that 20 is. You want to know what would help if you had something that held your money where you could organize it? I think there might be a word for it, or I might just be inventing it for the first time. But why the fuck don't you know about this?
See, I feel like if you don't want a big thing in your pocket, that's fine. Like my wallet is like kind of like a money clip. It's like not a it's kind of a wallet, kind of a money clip, but it's like just much skinnier than a wallet, and I don't hold much in here. And I can like that makes sense. Literally, oh, there's nothing more stressful than just reaching your pocket and having even if they're folded, all the bills just mismatched, all not like clean
and
everywhere, and you have no idea, and you're trying to organize
them
and trying
them
to pay for something
and make me uncrumple them, dude. Like, oh my god, like I'm not your mother, I'm not your father, dude. I shouldn't have to sit there and uncrumple your fucking bills and then straighten them out and be like, you have $1, $2, $3, $4, $5, $6, $7 to me. Oh my god, like fuck off, dude. Get a wall
back,
get a money clip.
I've seen people, which is this is not a big deal. I think I just when you texted me this, I was like, oh, that's weird, because I do know people that don't have wallets, but all they keep in their pocket is their phone, their ID, and a credit card, and that's it. Like their
and
cards are just
fine,
in their
dude.
Pocket.
Exactly, because you can easily pull out a credit card. You could easily pull out your phone to do Apple Pay, but when you're pulling out $6 worth of singles just from every pocket on you, bro, it's like meet me outside, dude, because we're throwing hands, dude, because you're literally taking 10 you're making a 2-minute transaction 10 minutes right there, because you have to be like, oh, did I leave a 5 in here? Oh, is that a 20? I don't know, because I just crumpled it up and I put it in my pocket. Like grow up. Get a wallet.
I used to have a $20 bill in my phone case. So whenever, like, if I was somewhere Perfect. And I forgot my wallet, I was like, oh, I have $20. Like,
and I even see people like lift up their cases and they put like money in there. I'm like, yeah, that's good. At least you know where it is. It's organized. It's clean. You can see what the bills are doing. But if you're just mixing it up, dude, odds are I want to fight you. And I'm giving you an attitude.
This guy's going. This guy's putting his fucking money in his pants, raw dog. That is sketch,
dude. And then it's the worst when it's fucking sweaty, dude. I'm just like, bro, you're gonna make me touch your ball sweat? You're gonna do that?
Your ball sweat dollars that are.
You're gonna make me do that, bro? I mean, I guess I get the plastic bag there, but still, it's a plastic bag. Get
bro,
over
the plastic
yourself.
Bag is weird. The plastic bag is fucking weird.
So many people. I think. The one that I was okay with, but I was still like, grow up, was an Altoids canister. Like, they just put all their cards, their ID, everything. They put a rubber band around
That's,
it.
Like, trendy. That could be trendy. You could call that trendy.
Like, oh, yeah, you're hipster, bro. You have those circle glasses.
It's like, dude, a little, it's like a little
lenses in them. So I was just like, okay, dude. You're so fucking
I love how they call those women little the mini little tiny purses that open up with like a clip. They call them a snatch. And I really like that. Like, oh, you have, or what is it? No, no, it's a clutch. It's a clutch. I used to think it was called a snatch.
I think there's one. I think they used to be called snatches or something.
Oh, where do you keep your money? In my snatch. Now, how weird would that be if a woman? That would be way worse if a woman goes, "Oh, I have change. Hold on," and just reaches in her vag and pulls out fucking 3/4. How fucking wild would that shit be?
I probably have to clock out, dude.
I'm done. I'm
just leaving. Be like, hey, man, this lady just took 75 cents out of her vagina and put it in my hand. I can't go on for the rest of the day. I need to go home and take 8 different showers. And maybe like never leave the shower.
It's like a coin purse. I mean, they say like a lot of money has
I thought you were about to say something residue. Wild. I thought you were about to say something wild and be like, I heard vaginas clean pennies really well. I don't think we could say that.
Like they say how much fucking like dollars have like most dollars have cocaine on them and have like been used at a strip club before. Like most money.
That's why I'm always smoking. Which is absurd to me. Y'all.
Dollar bills, y'all. You didn't think I'd get that one. I get pop culture references.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's just like...
I think that would piss me off, too. I'm going to say it. Shit list. I like that.
I'm fine. This is the last time I'm going to say it. Grow up. Like, you clearly have a job. You're in the alcohol store buying alcohol. Grow up. Get a wallet.
You'd be surprised. I don't think they do have a job.
Well, I can... But even the most rundown people that come in here will come, like, with a wallet. Like they have a wallet, like the crackhead that comes into the store all the time, just has a wallet. Doesn't have anything else in there, but like a couple of dollars, maybe some crack. I don't know, but he has a wallet.
He only has a few dollars. He's got to make sure they're secure.
Exactly. If he can take care of that much money, you can take care of it. You don't have to crumple up a ball and just shove it in your pockets. And that's it.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Thank you for that shit list. That was a good one. And now our new favorite segment, Life Lessons 101. So Isaiah today, I asked him for a topic or a category or a subject of some type to focus this lesson on, and he chose real estate, which is good. Real estate market is something we all should know a little bit more about, as now we're all getting to be young adults and purchasing homes and stuff maybe soon. So I decided to take something that I know relatively well about the real estate market in my business of construction management. So lesson on the New York State real estate market. I work in the construction business and the construction industry.
But you just said you were a construction manager. So you're like the foreman?
No, construction management. It's who I work with. Anyway. This is not about what I do, okay? Don't question the professor. Did you ask the professor? Do you ask the professor what I do on my side time? Don't ask that. I mean, this is me. You listen. So this is a lesson on the New York City.
Going to sit there and do what? Keep on going. Sorry.
Oh, you done? Oh wait. Oh, I'll wait. If you and your friend over there in the corner want to continue talking during my lesson, I'll wait. It must be very important.
I'm so sorry, Jill Farr.
Watch it. So, the New York City real estate market and how the Catholic Church is the mafia owning everything and paying no taxes. Did you know that the Catholic Church does not have to pay taxes? It's tax exempt because they're a church.
Well, yeah.
Okay, good job. You must have paid attention last year. Okay. So,
that's why I saw my friend in the corner.
So, the Catholic Church real estate portfolio is worth $6 billion in New York City. So they pretty much owned a ton. They got 250 acres from Queen Anne in 1705. That was when the church was first chartered under King William III in 1697. That was a few decades after the British took over New Amsterdam and the whole area. That was the island right by Wall Street. It was New Amsterdam. So now they still own 14 acres, which is about 10 and a half football fields. New Amsterdam is like where Wall Street was. That's what they used to call it, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow. I forgot that from the colony shit in seventh grade. Yeah. Continue.
So they still own 14 acres in New York City, and 14 acres is 10 and a half football fields. Mm-hmm. You know how fucking much space that is in New York City? Like how much that's worth?
Yeah.
A lot. So they're pretty much, and they pretty much got the 215 acres way back when. They either held on to a lot of it for a while or sold it off, so made money selling it, and just what they held on to held it for so fucking long that everything built up around it and the land became so fucking valuable that they are absolutely fucking loaded. They're like the top 10. They're in the top 10 for I don't know if you can call them a company, but group that owns real estate in New York City, and they don't pay taxes, which is how they've accrued so much fucking wealth. It is lunacy, the fact that they can still do this. And they don't just build. It's not God, dude. They even went through a big thing a few weeks, like it was probably a couple years ago now. I think it was like 2011 or something like that, where they had to like dethrone like the whole board of people that were on the real estate thing because it was all bullshit. And they were pretty much literally in the money-making business. And they kept spitting this shit about how they help the community and donate a lot. And they do donate some, but I think it's a front. They don't donate nearly what they make. I think it's all like, oh, look, we donated here. We helped this organization. We did that. But like the building they're building right next to the old Trinity Church, the one that was in National Treasure. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Yeah.
Raise your hand if you saw National Treasure.
I'm not doing that.
Okay, good. Everybody here saw it. So right next to there, they're building a new building worth $350 million. And it's like, oh, look, there's like a parish. There's like a few floors for like kids to go to like school and shit here. And then the entire top is just loaded up with like people that can rent it out or buy the condos and shit. So I think that the Catholic Church, at least in New York City, is the closest thing to, or probably just the biggest organized crime organization we've ever seen. Did you know any of this type of stuff that the Catholic Church was into or how much money they actually had?
Well, I knew that you can't tax the church or religious buildings, I guess, or people that
everything they own is just taxes. It's from top down. Yeah. Everything that they're related to is just taxes. That is so much fucking shit. Yeah. That's fucking crazy. And they started out with so 215 acres. That's so fucking much space. They just started with it because the king gave it to them. They just held on to it or sold it off and made money. And so they were also, this is where it even gets their roots.
I mean, I'm sure that sounds crazy
deep
to us, but at one point, people were just fighting wars because they were like, you don't believe in my way of religion? Fuck you, dude. We're going to war. So, like, that may sound crazy to us, but even, like, in the 1700s, that was, like, the only thing they had. And like,
oh, I agree. But the roots go even deeper. So they were super involved in changing like zoning laws in Hudson Square, which is between like West Houston and Canal Streets. And Trinity Real Estate, I think that's their actual name, Trinity Real Estate. That's like their, what they go by for real estate work. Trinity Church. They entered a joint venture that gives a majority stake in 12 buildings that contain 6 million square feet of commercial space as they like change these zoning laws in that super high priced area. They're in deep, bro. They're changing laws to help them out in these areas so they can acquire more property and more wealth.
So gentrification.
And they also at the same time made a lucrative deal with what?
So gentrification, but church style.
And like they spit all this bullshit about how they're like bringing up the area and
were you just not
no
gonna,
you're not wrong
were you just,
well it's just not really gentrification me. It's more
I'm looking for an explanation because I asked a question and you're supposed to be teaching me and you just
repeat the question please.
Is it like gentrification but for the church?
It's almost yes, because what they're doing, they took this area, and the area, if I know you're not too familiar with New York City, it's right by the Freedom Tower and right by Wall Street. So it's all like right fucking there in the heart of like a really big commercial area. And what they, I guess the gentrification point you made is kind of like they were building all these huge towers, and they're like, oh, we're giving a space for people to go to for like they can go there, take like classes run by the church. They can send kids there for like Sunday school and shit. Like, oh, we're trying to make a space in this very busy area for like, you can go here and like for your worship or whatever. But then a ton of people in the area complain, like, you're just putting up entire huge skyscrapers here, like right around the water. Like, what the, like, you're not helping nobody. You're trying to make fucking money. Yeah. And it's crazy that they fucking like were involved in, and they're, cause they're very involved with all the, like they have a couple boards on all these like real estate market fucking zoning bullshit stuff where they all handle all that, like the New York City real estate and zoning stuff. I know I'm babbling, but that's pretty much what they're into. And they're just making so much money doing this. And it's the church. You would think the church is like they're more on like give back and be kind to people and do all that stuff. So. And there's, why?
Oh, I mean, I think when you have that, if you innately feel like you speak to God, I feel like you kind of get a big head in a sense. Like, don't get me wrong, there are some good ones, but there are a lot of bad ones too. I like to touch children. That's a big thing in religion. Religion with people within religion, you know? I don't know. I just think when you think you're so much closer than God to other people that you can speak his words and teach his practices, I think it kind of gives you a big head, and it's kind of like, oh, what can't I do? What can I get away with in a sense?
Paying taxes. That's what they're getting away with.
Exactly. So like, why would they, like, I'm a messenger of God. You're going to make me pay taxes when I'm delivering his good word, his message, his teachings. Look at all the things that I've given up. I can't have sex. So you're going to tax me for that? How dare you? I don't know. And also, I do watch a lot of like crime and drama things, and it's just like, some people just get into it so they can be like pillars in the community, and you're like, oh yeah, wow, I'd never expect this father to be selling drugs or him be a kingpin or something.
Money laundering. I bet there's a ton of money laundering going on that we're just not aware about.
Exactly.
Could you imagine the only bad part about money laundering and making your money like clean and legal is you got to pay taxes on it. Go through the church, you don't fucking pay taxes on it. Oh my God, they're probably running so much illegal cocaine, crack, heroin money out of that place. They have to be stopped.
Stop the churches.
Stop the churches. Okay, so that was Life Lessons 101 this week. Hope everybody learned something.
Is that it?
And the last thing we're going to leave off of, like we did last week, shit that guy said. I found another good one.
Okay.
Okay, let's see.
Let me hear his LinkedIn profile. It has to do.
What?
Let me hear his LinkedIn profile.
He doesn't have as good of one.
Finally, somebody I can respect.
So, I mean, I don't know. He's good. Let's see. What's his name? His name is Coleman Gray. Home health aid and personal care, 2001 to present. Oh, he's probably like a hospice guy.
Thank God, dude. Good for him. This is the first time I'm going to believe somebody. Maybe.
He lives in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Bachelor's in from Miskatonic University. I don't know what that is. The gun discussion. Conservative.
Okay.
Okay, so the question asked was, what should you do if you fall from a plane with no parachute? And Coleman Gray answered,
fucking die.
Enjoy this. What?
Fucking die.
He said, enjoy the sensation of flying, make peace with yourself, and get ready to die. I would personally orient myself headfirst sailor dive, so it'll be quick as possible. Cheers.
There's no way I'm fighting my animal instinct to survive. Like, I mean, I know I said just die, but like, there's no way I'd be like trying to like scuba dive into like fucking into hay or some shit, dude. I don't know. Try to do something, dude.
Boy, now you sound like a robot again. You fuck.
I don't know, dude. Try to aim for the ocean. I know it's gonna sound. I know it's gonna feel like you're hitting cement, but like at the same time, like I don't know. I'm gonna try everything I can. You know.
You sound like a robot again.
All right, I'm calling it.
Calling it.
Well, thank you for listening. We apologize for these technical difficulties over on the end, the Philadelphia end of this. We're gonna have to have a chat with our. Producer Adam behind the scenes, excellent, gets everything done in a timely manner, does a great job.
You when Cyrus. It
came down to the spotlight, we'll see how he performed. We'll have to rate it. I don't know how he came with these on top of technical issues currently. We'll have to find out if he's the right fit. I don't know. He also wants to form a union, which I am not for, so that may also be a knock against him.
Union.
Oh, there
union,
goes the robot again. Okay, thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Goodbye, we leave our mark on a world that knows.